Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode number 2 of the Fat to Fab podcast. I really struggle to say that every single time. Maybe I should have thought of a different name. My name is Izzy. Last podcast I mentioned my Instagram handle was at isfitness98, but after recording that podcast, I realised how bad that sounds when you say it out loud. Like, not bad, but it just doesn't have a very good ring to it. So I wanted something that's going to represent my business more, so I decided to rename my Instagram Coached by Izzy. So if you don't know, I'm an online coach, and that's my business name, and that's now my new Instagram handle. So at isfitness98 is no more, and it's now at Coached by Izzy. So if you can't find me, look on there. But that actually brings me to sort of today's topic of the podcast. So the reason behind changing my name, other than the fact that it was just sort of quite difficult to say, was the fact that I've now moved from being a gym floor personal trainer to doing online coaching. And I know a lot of people they've heard of online coaching, but they're not really sure what it is. So in this episode, I'm going to be explaining all about online coaching, what it is, what are the benefits, and just how it can go about, really. I'm sat on a squeaky chair, so if you hear any squeaking, it's the chair, I promise. And I've also given Gus a dog chew, so if you can hear any like nibbling in the background, apologies, that's him. But I've also got a new desk set up now. I literally just bought a new desk off of Facebook Marketplace, brand new. So yeah, it's a nice big desk. The one I had before was very like, it was more of a makeup table. It wasn't very deep, and I needed like deep space on top of the desk so I could fit lots of paper and my laptop and all my other bits and bobs. So yeah, that's my current setup. I've got a lovely view of the front garden. But yeah, so today I just wanted to talk about online coaching, what it is, and how I sort of got involved with it. So if you haven't listened to the last episode already about my sort of career change into personal training, then go listen to that one first, because that will help explain it a bit more. But I've been a personal trainer now qualified for 2 years, nearly 3 years, I think. I can't really remember. I think it's about 2.5 years. I've done the classic sort of once you qualify, start working on the gym floor, just trying to get clients. I think a lot of people just assume that personal training is really easy to get clients, but trust me, it's really not, because it's not like where you pay for a service and you get instant results. For example, you pay £30 to get your nails done and they look good afterwards. Whereas you pay £30 for a personal training session and you don't look good afterwards. Like, you need a lot of sessions to build up. And I think that's where people don't want to invest the money in the first place, because they think that they want to see an instant result and they think that just having a personal trainer is going to get them the results, but actually they have to put in the hard work as well. So I worked on the gym floor at Anytime Fitness, where I lived. I was actually a member there before I worked there, and I told the guys that I was looking for a job, and once I qualified, I started working there. At the time, I was the only female personal trainer there, so if someone came into the office and wanted a female personal trainer, they automatically got me, which was good in some aspects because it made me just automatically get clients. As well, I think a lot of people don't really understand how the personal training model works, but basically, to be a personal trainer, you have to pay gym rent, so you have to pay the gym to work there, basically. Luckily, the gym I worked at, because it was my first time sort of in the industry, they allowed me to put my sessions through the till, and they took a percentage of the session rather than me having to pay rent up front, which was sort of beneficial in my way, because if I didn't make enough money to cover the rent, which was £550, I think, a month, if I didn't make that much money to cover the rent, I sort of had something to fall back on, because even if I sold one session, I would make money, basically. Because the way my model worked was we had to charge £32.95 a session, and the gym would take £6.95. So I would get the £26 for the hour. So instead of paying my £550 rent a month, they would take the £7 or £6.95 from each session, which worked out good, because, I mean, if I only had one session a month, I only had to pay £7 rent, really, rather than paying £550, which is a lot. And I know a lot of gyms offer like a discount on your rate if you do work for the gym, so if you like work hours in the office or if you teach classes. However, there's never enough hours to cover that full rent, so you will still be paying rent and you will be giving your time up to do the work for the office, which is unpaid, obviously. So it's a tough time being a personal trainer, and I think that a lot of people don't realise the amount of time and money we have to put in just to be able to work. A lot of places are similar as well. So for example, hairdressers, a lot of hairdressers, the actual like hairdresser itself, they'll be self-employed and they will hire the seat out for the day. A lot of like masseurs and stuff like that, they will hire out a bed for the day. So I don't think people realise that we do have overheads just to be able to do our job, which sounds crazy to think that I have to pay to go to work, basically, which is mad. So I had my good deal from there, and I worked there for 2 years. I had clients that literally stuck with me throughout. Like, they realised that the process took time, which obviously it does. You're not going to see results overnight. And then you get clients who you have for just a one-off session. A lot of the time, they just want you to write them a programme. Yeah, these are great, but I feel like you're not getting the full benefit from just having one workout written for you. They would just ask for like a 1 day program, or we would do a session, they'd write it down, and they would just keep repeating that same workout every time they came to the gym. So obviously you're missing huge muscle groups if you're just doing a full body workout every day. But yeah, so I stuck there for 2 years, and most of my clients are female. I think I had about two male clients. Or three male clients, actually. But I mainly stuck to female just because that's sort of my like niche area that I work in. So then, following on from that, as I mentioned in my last episode, I then moved house during lockdown, which meant I had to leave the gym that I was working at. And during the lockdown, the house I moved to now is not... It's commutable, but it's a long commute. It's about 40 minutes each way. And obviously, as a personal trainer, you're doing... you work around everyone else's work, so you do really early morning shifts, people that want sessions before work, and then you do really late shifts, people who want sessions after work. So your day is sort of split into two. So it's working out that I was going to be driving like to and from work twice a day, so I was going to be in the car for like 3 hours a day, and I just thought it's not going to be worth it. So I decided to leave. And a few of my clients, we did outdoor sessions until the gyms reopened. So that gave me something to do, because obviously in lockdown, once you could meet one person outside again, we started doing outdoor sessions one-to-one, just as something to do, a bit of income, obviously, because like when gyms are shut, it was not a good time for anyone really, financially. So I did outdoor sessions, which was good fun. Cold, wet, like, oh, not good. And then once I moved to Dorchester, I tried to find a job around here. Obviously, when I moved, it was January, and the gyms were shut, so there's no gym jobs going because the gyms were all closed. So I just applied to anything, like Tesco, anywhere that was hiring, basically. And I actually got a job like teaching sport activities to children. Which I still do now part-time. It's not my favourite. I'm not a big fan of kids, not gonna lie. So I still do that on the side a little bit. But it sort of made me realise that, yeah, gyms are an essential, because the amount of people that were waiting for gyms to reopen was crazy. So, yeah, after the gyms opened again... The Anytime Fitness in Poole, my friend works there, and he said there was a few hours going there as well if I wanted to work there. So I've just joined the team there. I've been there for I think about 2 months now. Again, I do that part-time, so I have two part-time jobs plus my online coaching. And I started my online coaching I think around about 2.5 months ago now. Yeah, I've always thought about doing it, and I've always seen people do it, and I thought, you know what, people look really successful out of it, and I think I was like, I know what, I should give that a go. So I actually watched a couple of videos on people who are coaches and how they run their business, and I decided to invest in a business mentor for myself. And now this definitely was not cheap, but it is an investment in my business, an investment in myself. And I hate people that are all taboo about prices. So I'm just going to say, it was £4,000. Like, that's a lot of money, but I have learned so, so much from it in the 2.5 months that I've been there. And I can see how well their business runs, basically. So it's called the Online Trainer Education, or the OTE, and it's run by a guy called Adam, who was a gym floor personal trainer, then moved on to an online coach, and now he is an online coach for online coaches, essentially. And he basically helps them get clients, and I never thought it was going to be possible. I always thought to be an online coach, you had to have 100,000 followers and a six pack and like be really rich and walk around in like your sports bra and leggings 24/7 and always have your hair done nice and all this sort of stuff, when in reality it's definitely not like that. And the reason I went with the online trainer education is the fact that they specialize in getting you clients without having a huge following. So my Instagram, I think I've got just less than 3,000 followers on there, but when I joined the OTE I had a lot less, and I think my main concern was just the fact that where am I going to get these clients from? Like, where do these people come from? And Adam and the team basically like, well, Instagram. A bit of Facebook as well, but mainly Instagram. So I remember talking to one of the mentors, Sam, and him saying to me, if you have 2,000 followers and you get 1% of your following to sign up to your online coaching, that's 20 clients. I remember thinking, oh my God, yeah, that is 20 clients. Like, that's I would quite happily like that. So yeah, that sort of sold me on the fact that I didn't need a huge following to do well at my online coaching. And at the end of the day, if you're a good coach, your business will grow on its own. You don't need all the advertisement and all that sort of stuff. Once you are a good coach, word of mouth gets around, and yeah, it's good. So yeah, like I said, I've been doing this for about 2.5 months now, and I've gone from zero to, I think, about 12 clients currently at the moment. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm really loving having to like be a coach for these girls and these ladies 24/7. But I'll go a bit onto that a bit later about what sort of the benefits are of coaching and stuff like that. But yeah, just going on to my like coaching experience, I decided to call my business Coached by Izzy, because at the end of the day, when people say like, oh, where did you get your results from? How did you do so well? I want them to say, I was coached by Izzy. Like, that just, and having my name in it just makes me feel like so proud that if I can get people results, it's got my name behind it. So that was sort of just by the name. I didn't want it to be too complicated, because otherwise people just don't know what I'm talking about. So yeah, then Coached by Izzy was born, and I focus mainly on female weight loss. However, I can help any sort of girl. Like, female weight loss is obviously my experience that I've had in the past, but I can help anybody achieve whatever they want. So going on to like what sort of is online coaching. So online coaching is basically like a 24/7 personal training session, essentially. So you basically get all of your workouts written for you. I do a meal plan or macros or both. So you're allowed to have like the full shebang of either being told like what you can eat, what you can't eat, where to put it in, what to have for dinner, all this sort of stuff. So you know exactly how to stay on track. Personally for me, I just prefer a meal plan just because it takes the thought out of everything. But I also offer macros. I would do a bit of both, to be honest. Most ladies like a bit of both because it allows for the flexibility at the weekends. So for example, this weekend I've had my brother's 21st birthday, and I've had the flexibility because I've got my macros. Instead of following the meal plan religiously, I can fit in a meal around my macros and still hit my goals, which is really great for that. I also offer like other little tips and tricks. So for example, I have like an alcohol guide. So for example, the amount of calories in alcohol and what to choose when you're going out, so you can still have fun, have a night out, but stick to your goals. I've also got like a restaurant guide. So I've got all the big chain restaurants, so Wagamama's, Nando's, all that sort of stuff. And I've just put all the best options on there for you. So you can still go out and still enjoy yourself with your friends, but be able to still have treats at the same time, but still stick to your goals. So that's sort of the meal side of it. I've also got an app which has all the workouts on, and it also links to my Fitness Pal, so I can see exactly what everyone's eating. There's no food that you're not allowed to eat. You can literally eat whatever you want. Because at the end of the day, this is a lifestyle change. Like, if you cut out chocolate, like, I can't cut out chocolate, so I'm not going to make you cut out chocolate. It's just basically fitting in foods that you like. So when I talk to ladies and talk to them about what foods they like, I always say, well, obviously what they don't like. I'm not going to make you eat anything you don't like. And obviously, but foods that you do like, foods that you do want to see in your meal plan every day. If you want to have chocolate and bagels in your meal plan every day, I'll put chocolate and bagels in your meal plan every day. Like, it's just up to you. And with the benefit of if it fits your macros, you can literally put whatever you want into your diet and still hit your goals, still lose weight, still tone up, and you can do everything like that. With my online coaching as well, I also offer, I've got like a Facebook group, so all the ladies in there can post different things if they've got any difficulties, any struggles, if they're hit a new target, like just they've hit a new stone bracket or they've bought a size down in their pair of jeans or something, we can celebrate it together, which is a really, really great thing to have. As well as that, I also always want to give back to my clients because I know how hard they're working and I want to reward them as much as possible. So for example, this month I've got the Summertime Steps Challenge. So this is where a competition between all of my clients to see who can do the most steps in August, because obviously steps are one of the best things for burning calories, and it's just good to do it over the summer as well, because you're getting outside, you're enjoying yourself, but you're also working towards a goal. Now with the Summertime Steps Challenge, we have like a weekly leaderboard, so I can post who's in the front and have a little bit of competition between the group. And the prize is a spa day for two. So it's not even like a bad prize, like it's a nice, like it's an expensive prize as well. Like, I always want to put back into my coaching as much as I can. And I don't want to give a prize as a protein shaker or something, because that's just boring and you get them for free wherever you go. But a spa day for two, like, that is a good prize. Like, I would want to win that. And it's just a little more of an incentive, but these sort of challenges are exclusive to my clients only. So if you do want to join, you're going to have to be a client. But we are starting to do challenges every month with big prizes like this. So if you want to join the team and get some great prizes, just let me know. So now I'm going to talk about other things that my coaching includes as well that I prefer over the personal training side. So one of the main things of online coaching is that it has so much more accountability. So I found when I was on the gym floor, I'd get a client who wants to lose weight and they'd book in one session a week with me, because that's either all they could afford, all they had time for, or all they actually wanted to do, which is fine. One session a week is fine. However, in a week you have 168 hours, and during the week, obviously doing one personal training session, you are only seeing your client for one out of the 168 hours of that week. And I don't know about you, but you can push your client as hard as you can in that 1 hour, but they can do whatever they want in the rest of those 167 hours of that week that's going to make them not see any progress. Whereas online coaching is a 24/7 service. So it gives you all of your workouts, it gives you all of your step challenges and all of your goals, your water intake, your food, everything. So there's literally nothing that's missed. And because of this, I just find that my clients are seeing much better results because they're actually having sort of quality time with a trainer 24/7. Like, if my clients are out for dinner and they don't know what to have, I'll get them to text me a picture of the menu and I'll help them choose there and then. Or if they've got a big event coming up at the weekend and they don't know what to eat or drink, I'll help them. Or if they can't fit in their steps for the day. I'll set them weekly step goals instead. Just extra things that are so much more than that 1 hour on the gym floor, because you can literally burn 1,000 calories in that 1 hour on the gym floor, but then you can just go and eat whatever you want on the way home and not move for the rest of that week, so that it's not actually doing you any good. Which is where I just think that the benefits of online coaching are just so much better, because you just have that accountability 24/7. And because the app that I use for my coaching, it links to your Fitbit and your MyFitnessPal and your Apple Watch and everything. So if you miss your steps one day, I can see it. Or if you track your food and you pop in something that you may have gone over, like I can see everything. And I just think that having that accountability really helps to just sort of push you to your goals a bit more, because it's almost like you've got your trainer there with you 24/7. Even though it's through your phone, I'm always there. Like, I've had ladies like ring me before on their steps just to keep them company. Like, I will do that. If they're bored on their steps, I'll ring them. Or now they can listen to my podcast. But yeah, I just think that it's just so much more beneficial, because you just see such better results. For example, one of my clients, she's been with me about 2 months now, and she's lost 7 kilos, so it's over a stone, and she's absolutely crushing it. Because everyone keeps saying to me, oh, how's she done it? Well, she's stuck to it. A lot of people think that just because they can hire a personal trainer that they will get fit. I used to have clients that would hire me because it was fashionable to have a personal trainer. They say to their friends, oh, I'm going for my training, my personal training session now. It's the same sort of women that would go to yoga and Pilates and then go for a big coffee afterwards and just chat all day in their expensive Lululemon and Sweaty Betty, and not dissing those brands. I love Lululemon and Sweaty Betty. But it's the same women that it's a fashionable thing to do. Like, it's the same thing where it's fashionable to go to Waitrose, even though it's the same food as Lidl. Like, it's just one of those things where it's just one of those... Yeah, one of those things where it's just fashionable to say you've got a personal trainer. Or, for example, the gym I used to work at, it was opposite a David Lloyd. And a lot of people, when you'd ring them up and say, would you like to join our gym? They'd be like, oh no, I go to David Lloyd. It's almost as if it was like a cult. But yeah, I think it's just, yeah, online coaching, you don't get that sort of rivalry, because at the end of the day, the business is my name, it's my personal brand, and I want the women who I'm coaching to do well because they're coached under my brand. If they're not doing well and they're struggling, and someone asks them who's their coach and they say me, that makes me look bad, because I am the face of my company and I want to help people do as best they can. So I'll do whatever it takes to get them to their goals. Whether it takes us 6 months or 6 years, I will do it. But yeah, I think as well, moving away from the gym floor has been one of the best things I've done personal training wise. So the gym I used to work at, I would do personal training sessions, plus the office I would work in doing membership, stuff like that. And also I would teach classes. Now, there were some days when I would do 5 hours of classes, and all the classes I had to do as well. So I had to do 2 spin classes, and I had to do a body attack, I had to do a Zumba or something. And like, it's mentally and physically wearing on my body. Like, my training suffered so much from it, because I was always having to put my classes first, because that was obviously my job. That when it came around to my own training, I was so battered from it that I just couldn't do it. And I wasn't seeing results in myself, and it was making me a bad trainer, because at the end of the day, where I am my business, no one's going to hire me if I don't practice what I preach. You wouldn't go to a bad hairdresser if she had bad hair. Like, you wouldn't go to a plumber who has bad plumbing in their house. Like, it's the same with personal trainers. You wouldn't go to a personal trainer who doesn't implement the things they set their clients to themselves. So, for example, for me, I always hit my 10,000 steps. Always. No matter what it takes. Last night, I was on the treadmill in the garage at 10 to midnight because I had 1,000 steps to do, and I will do it, because otherwise I am a bad role model to my own clients, and I don't want to do that. I want to be the best role model that I can be to them. So that's where I sort of think that the gym floor was just battering me. And I was just so physically exhausted from all these classes and having to do time in the office that I just didn't have time to put into myself and into my own training. And it got to the point where I didn't even, some weeks I wouldn't even use the gym because I would say, oh, I'm getting my workout from my classes, but it wasn't the training I needed. And it got to the point where I didn't have time to prep my meals. So I would go to Lidl Bakery across the road and buy like 3 chocolate croissants. So yeah, I think it really took into perspective that I needed to push my own training first and put myself first to be a good role model for my company. As well with personal training, you spend a lot of your time in the gym. I would easily do 40, 50, 60 hour weeks in the gym, just to try and fit everything in, because obviously you've got your clients, you've got your classes, and you've got the time in the office at the gym. Then you've got your own training. Then you've got time gaps between clients. You might have a client from 5 till 6 and your next client's not here till 7 till 8, but you've got to wait around for that hour. So you spend a lot of your time in the gym, which is very physically and mentally like wearing on you, and socially as well. Like, it got to the point where I couldn't go to things because I would have to be up at 5:30 to go to the gym to teach a class or to have a client. And at the end of the day, you need to put your own interests first and actually enjoy your life at the same time. So yeah, that's why I decided to come off the gym floor. My business mentor actually said to me the other day, he said that online coaching is the new Netflix to Blockbuster. So Blockbuster being gym floor personal training, Netflix being online coaching. Not just technology wise, but the fact that it's where Blockbuster, you rent your film for a night and you've got that film for a night. Whereas Netflix, you've got 24/7. Online coaching is the same. For that personal training, you've got it for a day or an hour. But online coaching, you've got 24/7. And I do think it is the way forward for sessions and just helping people to get where they want to be. And I think that not just technology-wise, but also just the fact that it is 24/7. Technology-wise as well, I do think that nowadays we are using our phones so much more. My programming is always done through my app. People can print it off if they don't want to take their phone around the gym with them. Same with all my meal plans and everything. You can print everything off so that if you don't want to carry your phone around, you've still got the flexibility of having pen and paper, which I know a lot of people prefer. I mean, I love writing a list on a bit of paper. I've literally got one next to me on the desk right now with bullet points to say in this podcast. But I do think that, yeah, online coaching is definitely the way forward, because as well, for the coach, it gives them the flexibility to work from wherever they can. When I first signed up with my business mentor, he said to me, where do you want to see your coaching business go? And I said, I want to help as many women as I can achieve their goals and feel comfortable and happy on the inside and the outside. And he said, what about you though? What do you want to see for your business? And I said, I'd love to be known for my business and known as coached by Izzy, because I feel like that is just, oh, it would just mean the world to me. But also the fact that I would just love to be able to work from home. I don't know why, but I love being at home. So I would love the flexibility of being able just to wake up in the morning, get some work done, and have the flexibility to go to the gym when I want and fit in things when I want and not have to be fitting it around when I'm going to work or this sort of stuff, because I can plan my own day. Plus, I said to my boyfriend, I said, if my business takes off really well, and I take it full time, then we can get another dog. So Gus can have a brother or a sister. Dog. Not human. Definitely a dog. So that's definitely where I'd love to see my business go for the future. Yeah, just because I don't know what it is about home, but I just love being at home and just working from home. And I remember someone telling me once that, why would you want to work towards someone else's dream when you can work towards your own? Like, we only get one life, we only have the same amount of hours in our lives. Why would you want to spend that working towards somebody else's dream when you could be working towards your own dream? Now, what I mean by that is, when I was working at the gym in Ringwood, I was working towards the owner's dream of having a gym. Like, that was their dream. I was fulfilling it by getting members, by getting an income for them, but it wasn't like my dream. My dream, I'd love to have my own gym. One day, maybe. But I just wasn't, where I was working for somebody else, I wasn't allowing myself to have time to pursue my own career and my own goals. And why would you want to start later than never, sort of thing? Like, I'm only 22, nearly 23, so I'm getting on a bit. Why would I want to waste another 10 years of my life working for somebody else when I could work towards my own dream? And I think I'm always going to be destined to be self-employed because of the fact that I just want to work towards my own business. Whether that be anything self-employed wise, whether you're a dog groomer, whether you are a bricklayer, whether you are an electrician or, I don't know, a self-employed... A self-employed zoo vet or something like that. You are working towards your own dream because you are self-employed. And I think the self-employed people put the most effort into their business because they have the hardest time because it's just so easy for them to pack up, give in, and just get a job down the road for someone else's dream because someone else is putting in the work and you're just filling it in and making their dream come true. But why not just sack that off and make your own dream come true? So on that lovely note, I think I'll leave it there because, yeah, I feel like that's a good end point to finish the podcast on. So moral of the story is sign up to my coaching and focus on your own goal, whether that be job, physical, mental, whatever it is, put time into you because we only get one life and you got to live it to your best. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions on... not just coaching, but honestly anything in life, please just send me a message. My Instagram is coached by Izzy, not IzFitness98. I'm a new woman now. But yeah, I hope you'll have a lovely evening or day or whatever time you're listening to this. And I will speak to you in the next episode. Thank you.